All right, so let's talk briefly about how to launch your podcast. So what's a podcast? It's a digital audio file made available on the internet for downloading to a computer or mobile device. It's typically available as a series of new installments, which can be received by subscribers automatically. So a lot of people enjoy listening to podcasts while they're driving or at the gym or doing chores or whatever. And it's sort of like having your own radio show where people can tune in and listen on demand. And it's one of the most powerful ways to deliver high quality content and build an audience who view you as an authority. So here's the checklist. So be sure to write this down and take notes. You have the format, you have the episode length, scheduling, name and designing, cover art, scripting, recording, producing, and publishing. So the format. The solo show. You are the sole presenter. You have the co-hosted show. You and a co-host, obviously. The interview is where you bring in guests to interview. And the roundtable is where you have a number of guests for a more group-style discussion. Okay, then we have episode length. So there's really no ideal set length. You can do as short or as long as you want, right? And the longer you get, the less your viewership or listenership, I guess I should say, you're going to have. But also, the people who are over 60 minutes and they get really long listens, usually those people are very, very engaged. So if you have great content that runs longer, try just doing part one and part two if it goes over 60 minutes. So scheduling. How to schedule a podcast. So with the scheduling, daily is pretty hard to execute. That's a lot. Weekly or biweekly, or even in seasons, are usually kind of the way to go. I recommend weekly or biweekly as just a good, steady pace. Then you're going to have your name and your cover art. So the podcast name. There's different ways to name your podcast. It can be your name. It can be the brand's name. It can be a clever, catchy name with a description. Or it can just be based off the industry, blogging, your passion podcast, right? Cover art. Now, this is pretty important. So you want to make sure that you have really good cover art that helps you stand out. So you could use Canva, Upwork, Fiverr, any of those work. And then scripting. So the three-part outline. Part one is the intro. So that's the intro music, 15 seconds, whatever. Then you have a kind of a monologue, who we are, what the episode's going to be about. Then the content educates and entertains. And then part three is just the closing remarks, thank the audience, and close it out with 15 seconds of music. It's pretty easy, pretty straightforward. So for recording, we recommend the Blue Yeti USB microphone. This can change over time, right? The Audio-Technica ATH-M30X headphone is great. And Adobe Audition or Audacity are both really good to record the audio with. So for producing, add a 15-second music at the beginning and end of your episode. It sounds professional, makes you look more professional. And even if you start it in and then kind of fade it out, that really helps as well. So resources to get music files, you can use Incompetech, Jamendo, Audio Blocks. Any of those will work just fine and won't cost you too much. So with publishing, you need a media hosting service to host your podcast episodes. So that allows your listeners to listen, download, and subscribe. So you could use Libsyn, Podbean, Buzzsprout, Blueberry, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher are going to be your directories. And that's where ultimately they actually listen to it, right? And you can also set it up on your website. So people can do that as well. And that kind of helps with your branding along the way as well.